Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on the final day of 2024. This is the final day of the program, the final hour of the program for the year, for 2024. And, of course, tomorrow we will be off. We will have syndicated network programming throughout the day. It's a day off for everybody here at the station. But we'll all be back on Tuesday. Jeez. Anybody else have no concept of time in the last couple of weeks? We'll be back on Thursday with a full slate of programming for you. And I've been asking this morning, what are you leaving behind in 2024? And what do you predict for 2025? And here's my 2025 prediction. And this one should be an easy one to have come true. South Coast Rail will begin service, and all of the people who keep claiming that it won't happen will not call in to the station to say, oh, I was wrong. That's a pretty easy prediction to make, right? Because we know that South Coast Rail is happening. They're still out there testing, but they should have everything all completed by the end of the spring. Obviously, you know, weather delays might impact that, but so far, so good. You know, knock Formica on the weather. But we'll see where it goes, you know, in the coming months, if that causes any delays. But it seems like everything is going to be on track. Pun not intended. Well, actually, I always intend the puns. Even if I made it accidentally, I still intend it. So the rail will happen. And the people who have been saying for years that it's never going to happen, they're not going to call in and admit they were wrong. That's a pretty easy prediction to make. But we'll take yours as well, 508-996-0500. And of course, it being New Year's Eve, I want to remind everybody, as I did earlier, that there are free rides home available, free tows home available, if you've had too much to drink. Thanks to the wonderful folks over at South Coast Towing, who, as you know, are proud sponsors of WBSM, and they sponsor the WBSM app because they know how important communication is, and they want you to be able to hear the station wherever you are and be able to communicate with the station wherever you are, but they also know how important it is for you to get home safely on New Year's Eve. So what happened was, about 25 years ago, owner Chris Medeiros went to an OUI call of a bad accident to tow some vehicles, and what he saw just stuck with him so much that he said, I don't want this to ever happen again. So every New Year's Eve for the last 20-plus years, South Coast Towing has offered free tows and rides home to people who have had too much to drink. So what'll happen is you'll call them for a ride. They'll tow your vehicle back to your house so that you don't drive it, and they'll give you a ride as well, to make sure that both you and your car get home safely without you having to get behind the wheel. And it's free, no charge. As Chris was telling me yesterday, he actually has people that will call him in advance and say, hey, can you pick me up here at 12:30? Because I already know I'm not going to be able to make it home. Now, I understand from his perspective, that's a noble thing for somebody to do. But from my, I'm looking at that kind of from the perspective of, well, that's just irresponsible of you to do that. Like, if you know you're going to be in that situation, make an arrangement to get a ride. Find a designated driver. Don't just assume that the tow company is going to bring you home for free. But, you know, Chris just wants to make sure everybody gets sent home safely. But the other part of that is they've always started it at midnight, and it's gone from midnight to 3 a.m. This year, they're going to expand that by an hour, and they're going to start at 11 p.m. because they know that some people leave the bars, the events, the parties before midnight. Maybe they want to get home and put on In the Air Tonight and have the drum solo hit right at midnight. Maybe they want to go home and just kind of chill out and relax in front of the TV when it strikes midnight. So they'll do that to maybe avoid the roads themselves after midnight, but they themselves are too intoxicated to drive. So they know now that people will leave early, so Chris has expanded the program, and they'll start picking people up and giving them tows and rides home at 11. And he also told me that if it, because I said, you know, what happens? You get so many calls, I'm sure, from people, and their number is 508-995-9777. And you can get that and all the details in the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So share that around. Make sure you share that story with somebody that you think might need a ride so that they'll know. But I said, what happens if somebody needs a ride and you just got too many trucks, you know, too many trucks already giving people rides, and aren't you worried they're going to get behind the wheel? And he says, what they'll do is if worse comes to worse, they'll tell the person, leave your vehicle there. We'll come and pick it up and bring it to your house when we get to it. But you yourself, we're going to call you an Uber or a Lyft or a cab to bring you home, and South Coast Towing pays for it. So just an incredible public service from the folks over at South Coast Towing. And I would hope that because they are offering this service to keep not only the people who they're going to drive home safe, but the other people that are on the road. And you might not know anybody that's out drinking tonight, but you might know somebody that's out on the roads, and their lives could have been saved by this service. So just keep them in mind all year long if you need a tow. If you need anything, any kind of roadside service, keep them in mind and keep their number handy. 508-995-9777. It's easy to remember. 995 is one of the most common exchanges in the area. And then another 9. And then 3 7s that are basically like the hook on the back of a tow truck. I know it's inverted, but still. That's how I remember it. So keep that number handy. Keep that story handy. Share that out with everybody that you know to make sure that they know that they have the opportunity for a free tow and a safe ride home this evening if they've had too much to drink. And by the way, that brings up a whole other thing. We've talked about some of the strange eccentricities of the people of the South Coast in the past, like why people say Dartmouth instead of Dartmouth. They put a K in there, Dartmouth. And I was like, nobody says that. And then once I heard about that and then I started listening, I was like, wow, a lot of people say that. We talked before about the different ways people pronounce Fairhaven. You know, I say Fairhaven. Some people say Fairhaven. But then the people who live here say Fairhaven. And so we've talked about that in the past. And so one of the other eccentricities, I'll say, is the way that people in this area, particularly in New Bedford, give phone numbers. I give a phone number. I say 508-996-0500. That's our number here to call in. But I, for some reason, people that grew up in New Bedford and kind of the older generation, people will say, yeah, 508-996-0500. Huh? 508-996-0500. Why do you say it that way? I don't get it. And all the, you know, the New Bedford exchanges in the old days were 994, 995, 996. These were what were in the area. So the 99 was already kind of implied. Is that why people say it that way? Because the 99 was kind of implied? Because you used to not have to say the 508 too. I mean, we really shouldn't have to anymore. You should know, but still. I mean, I guess some of the numbers around here are 774 now. 508-996-0500. I just don't understand it. And someone once suggested to me, well, that's because in the old days, you didn't have to say, you know, there wasn't three numbers. It was like an exchange, more like, and I don't know what the New Bedford exchanges were, but like in Randolph, where my family's from, it was Woodlawn. So you'd ask for Woodlawn 6. 0500. And whatever, you know, the Woodlawn meant to the operator, that's how they would. And I don't know why Randolph was Woodlawn, but now everything in Randolph is, you know, all these businesses are Woodlawn something or other. So I don't know what New Bedford's exchange was like that. If anybody knows, you can call me, let me know, send me an app chat message. But somebody suggested that that's why people say the numbers that way, because originally you didn't say those, the first 99. You would say, let's just say it was, you know, Whale. You'd say Whale 60500. So the 99 is like being said like the whale would have. No, because nobody else that had an exchange like that says their numbers that way. It's a New Bedford thing. And I still remember to this day the Simpsons phone number, Klondike 5-3226. KL5-3226, which is a 555 number. And anybody that knows anything about, you know, pop culture, movies, and TV, you know that there is no 555 exchange. So that's why. Paul Santos sent me a text message, says, hi, you didn't have to dial the 99. So you used to just pick up the phone and dial 60500? That would make more sense now. But then still, Paul and others, why don't other people say it that way then in other places where they didn't have to dial it? It's still just because that's why. Why does it happen here and nowhere else? I've never heard anybody else in any other area give a phone number that way. And I like it. I like the fact that it's a little quirk. It's a little eccentricity, as I call them. I think it's unique. But I also think, you know, some of this stuff will be eventually lost to time. Yeah, you know, people nowadays, kids nowadays, don't remember a world when you didn't have to give the area code. But we used to never give area codes when we gave people a phone number. Now you have to. And now, like, it's ridiculous. If you give, you know, you go to like a checkout line and they're like, what's your phone number? And you say, 996. Well, hold on. What's the area code? 508. But you got to remember, not everything's a 508 number around here, especially with nowadays where people don't have landlines. They have cell phones, so it could be really anything. All right. 508-99-60500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, what's up there? How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, the call around here was Wyman for New Bedford to Haven area.
Wyman?
Wyman.
So that was 99. W-Y-M-A-N?
W-Y, yes, sir. And Westport was Mercury, Fall River was Osborne, and Mattapoisett was Skyline. I just know those because we had relatives in all those towns.
Oh, that's very interesting. See, I thought that the word was made up from the letters like that we put on the numbers now, but I guess that wasn't the case because some of those certainly don't sound like they would have been numbers that were close together.
Yeah, because all I can really, Westport was 6'3", Fall River 6'7". I can't remember what Mattapoisett was, but I had an uncle lived out there.
So Westport was 6'3", and what'd you say the Westport word was?
Mercury.
All right, so yeah, ME, so that works out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Fall River Osborne was 6'7".
Okay, yeah, so I guess it does follow the pattern.
Yeah, so I guess because when you brought that up about, because I remember when my wife started working for a company, they would always question, why do you say the telephone number like that? And as a kid, I remember, I mean, we went to school, and of course, they would say, what's your name, what's your address, what's your telephone number? It was Wyman 62703, because at that time, we just had to dial the 62703.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to do the 99, so I guess that's how we might have got into doing it like that down here, because we would always say, what's your, 5899. 62703. Like, why do you say it like that? And but I couldn't understand.
It makes perfect sense, but then I wonder why nobody else says it that way, though, anywhere else. People have the same exchanges.
That's true, too. We'll say the South Coast is all I ever remember, because I had friends who lived in Taunton and Brockton, and they didn't say it like that either. And I would say to them, why do you say your telephone number like that? But, I don't know. It's just a thing we had, I guess.
It's a weird one. It's a quirk, that's for sure.
Well, have a great New Year's. We'll talk to you next year.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, it's 508-WYMAN-60500. We'll be back in just a few moments. Oh, well. Well, that's on the traffic department. And traffic and radio, by the way, is not the traffic like the people in the helicopter. Like, right now, we've got an accident happening on 195. It's like not that people. It's the... It's the people who traffic in all the commercials for us. So, I don't know. I guess that got checked and double-checked. So, yeah, well, 508-996-0500. We don't have to have a commercial break right now. If you want to call in with what you're going to leave behind in 2024, you can do that. If you want to make a prediction for 2025, you can do that as well. I also posted it to the Facebook page asking people what they want to leave behind in 2024, and we were getting some answers rolling in on that. Let's see here. Of course, we get the people that are making the political jokes. Jesse says, all the BS train talk. Well, that's not going to happen because you're actually going to get the train. So you're going to get that talk happening for sure when the train launches. I'm planning on taking a ride on it when it is in service, not the first one, but one of the early ones, and I'll be able to report back to you what it's like. Deborah says a divided nation. I don't know that that's going to change. Stephen, of course, everybody has to make it political. Says Joe. John says offshore wind. Well, that's not going anywhere. Val says Massachusetts. I think if you're going to leave it behind, then just go. I don't understand why people complain about it and say, oh, I can't wait to get out of here, but then they never leave. They just want to have something to complain about. Linda says pain. Well, I definitely hope that you have a pain-free 2025. I hope you're able to leave that behind. And Scott says Trump. So that's just as, just as lame as saying Joe. You're not going to be leaving Trump behind in 2025 because he'll be the president. So hopefully we can leave something behind that actually can be left in the past and that actually does impact you more than that. One of the things I'm leaving in 2024, cancer. I hope I don't get that back. I don't want to have to deal with that again. And if I do, I'll face it. I'll do what I got to do. But I hope that stays in 2024 with me. And thankfully, it was gone by the first month of 2024 for me. So it's almost a year now, cancer free. So let's hope that that's the future for me as well. And then, you know, when I'm asking for your predictions for 2025, I'm looking for things on the local level, things on the national level, things on the international level. I heard a lot of conversation on Chris McCarthy's show about the city council president, about who is going to be the next city council president. That meeting is coming up, the organization meeting. It's happening on Monday, January 6th. And they released the agenda for that meeting. So basically, it's, you know, what's expected. The first council meeting of the year is they'll have the organizational meeting in which they will elect the president for 2025. They'll reappoint the assistant city solicitors, the weighers of merchandise, and the legal counsel to the city council. And so they've released, of course, it's all reappointments. So it's people who have held those positions already. It should be pretty quick and easy. And then the council can get underway. The new city council president will make the committee assignments, and then we'll have, you know, the release with all that information when we get it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. It's me calling back because your phone just called mine.
My phone called you?
Yeah. Yes. I said, who's calling me now? And it was your number from my radio station. I'm waiting at 960-500. That is strange.
That is very strange. I have no idea why that would happen.
I don't either, but I was going to call and say cancer also because of my sister and, you know, and other people. I mean, that's just the worst thing there is. But, and you too. And also, are your friends going to be at the Sonic movie today, this morning?
No, they just did that on the opening weekend.
Oh, I told my nephews because they're going this morning, the matinee. That's all right. They're old enough. They don't care. But, yeah, that's weird that the phone, it just started ringing. I said, who's this? And that's weird because that happened to your commercials, too. They just weren't coming on.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe it's a ghost in the machine.
Maybe. I think so, too. Alrighty.
All right, you have a good
day. Bye.
I wonder if I brought something home from the Oliver Estate the other night on our final ever paranormal investigation of the place, which I'm still, you know, I'm still going to follow up on that story, and I'll let you know when we hear back from the town about what the plans are, the town of Middleborough. But we are planning a spooky South Coast episode where we're going to talk about the process of what went down with Christy Parrish. And then, of course, we'll talk about some of the plans that she has for her Saving Locations organization and some of the other places that she's working to save, including the Emory Estate in Weymouth, the Weymouth Teen Center she's been working with, and as well as some other historic buildings. But just no idea why the commercials disappeared. No idea why we're calling people. I did not dial out anything. I didn't even hit like a button that would have redialed. I don't know what that could have been. Very strange. But we've got a caller on hold. Caller, I'm just going to ask that you hang on a moment because it's time to turn things over to Phil Devitt and get a update on all the news of the day.
Jimmy Carter will soon be laid to rest after an incredible 100 years. Trump tries and fails to overturn the verdict in a sexual abuse trial. And your New Year's resolution? Likely shared by millions.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A state funeral will be held January 9th for former President Jimmy Carter. The services will take place at the Washington National Cathedral. Carter is expected to lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. President Biden has also declared January 9th a national day of mourning. Public events will also be held in Atlanta, while a private interment is planned in Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia. Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the verdict in his sexual abuse civil trial is being rejected. Trump was found liable last year for sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll in a New York City department store in the 1990s and for defaming her when he denied her story. On Monday, a Manhattan federal appeals court found Trump did not show how his rights were violated during the trial or prove that a new trial was warranted. Separately, Trump was ordered to pay over $83 million in defamation damages after he continued to deny Carroll's account. The president-elect is still appealing that verdict. New York City is preparing to ring in 2025 under heavy security. Mayor Eric Adams says there will be a large presence of officers in uniform on the scene in Times Square as a show of force tonight. He adds there will also be a large contingent of undercover officers behind the scenes. Adams says there are no credible threats being made so far. 1 million people are expected to be in Times Square to ring in the new year. At least 4 people are dead after severe storms in the south over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes were reported over the weekend in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. On Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said there have been storm-related deaths in 2 different counties. According to the North Carolina Highway Patrol, a man was killed after a tree fell on his truck in a rainstorm. And in Texas, officials said one person was reportedly killed after a tornado struck. 5 people are being charged in Argentina related to the death of pop star Liam Payne. That's according to the country's prosecutor's office. The singer's manager and 2 members of the hotel staff where he was staying are being charged with manslaughter, while 2 others are being charged with selling cocaine to Payne. The pop star fell to his death from a balcony at a Buenos Aires hotel over 2 months ago. And getting in shape and losing weight is by far the number 1 New Year's resolution. Healthy living experts warn not to bite off more than you can chew and start slow by building up your exercise routine instead of jumping into tough workouts. Just getting on a treadmill or walking for 20 minutes at least 3 times a week is a great place to start. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February. Experts say that's largely due to unrealistic goals.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics and Toronto Raptors face off this afternoon, and the Celtics go on to face the Minnesota Timberwolves away on Thursday. Bruins and Washington Capitals in action today. The Bruins away to face the New York Rangers on Thursday, and Patriots gearing up for a game with the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A mostly sunny New Year's Eve in store for you until we get into late afternoon and early evening. That's when the clouds move in and rain hits us later on in the night around 10 p.m. through 1 a.m. So if you're out celebrating your new year, you want to be cautious on the roads on your way back. A cloudy day in store for us on Wednesday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I used to have the app on my phone, and now I can't get it anymore.
So it's not on your phone anymore, or you
well,
just can't get it to
it
open?
It comes on for 1 second, and it goes away.
What I would recommend doing, what kind of phone do you have, iPhone or Android?
It's a regular cell phone. I've always gotten that for years. I've had the app. You know
what type of phone? Who makes it? Is it Samsung? Is it Apple?
God bless America. I can't remember.
That's okay. Well, what you want to do is you want to just delete the app and then go into your app store and re-download it, because it sounds like there might have been an update and for some reason it didn't take on your device.
So delete and then redo.
Yep, delete it and then go back into the App Store and re-download it, and you should have it working perfectly fine.
All right, thank you.
No problem. And, if you ever have any issues with your app, of course, you can always reach out to me, Tim, at WBSM.com, or use the feedback option on the app to send in the issue. But generally, most of the time, that's the problem that people have, is because we're constantly updating it and making it better, that sometimes the new version doesn't take on your phone. So unless you, like, I have to set all my apps to update automatically, because I don't want to go in there and do it myself. So I set them to update automatically, so they usually do it like when I'm asleep. But sometimes a version of it won't actually update correctly, and it'll get hung up a little bit, whether it be, and it could be any app. But with the WBSM app, it's because we're constantly making it better. So whether it be, and it can be a small change. I can go there and change a button, you know, we can have a button for a contest and that contest could end and I go in there and remove the button. And that means that, you know, the latest version of the app is different for you. So some phones get hung up, some devices get hung up a little bit. So if you ever have a problem, just delete it and re-download it. And it should work very, you know, should work fine for you. And if it doesn't after that, then definitely reach out to me, because if it's something that we can't figure out, we have a whole IT team, a whole department that handles all the stuff with the app that can look into it and do a deeper dive. And of course, that app is brought to you by the wonderful folks at South Coast Towing, who are offering free rides home and free tows tonight if you've had too much to drink. And you can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I'm asking you today, what do you want to leave behind in 2024? And what do you want to make for a prediction for what will happen in 2025? And let's see, we got some answers on the Fun 107 page. Let's see if any of those are interesting. What do you want to leave behind in 2024? Danielle says the stress. 2024 was filled with so much stress and struggle. Look forward to a fresh start in 2025. LaToya says Beyonce considering herself country. I can get into that in a moment. Regina says fear. Joanne says cancer. Well, I hope that's definitely the case. Sarah says the high cost of groceries. Nick says New Bedford. All right, well, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Mark says ignorant folks. Robert says Trump, because, you know, there's always going to be the people that make it political. And Derek says getting harassed every time I go to Home Depot about buying solar panels. Well, buy the solar panels. Maybe they'll leave you alone. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Besides, everybody knows if you want solar panels, you go to Isaacson Solar, right? They're not going to put that hard sell on you. So those are some of the answers that we're getting. So going back to the Beyonce country thing, I'm seeing a lot of people that are, you know, posting negative things about that after the Christmas Day halftime performance, as if, you know, this is news. Beyonce released a country album earlier, way earlier, beginning of this year, and it won the Grammy. Well, maybe it was even last year that it actually was released, but it won the Grammy. It's it topped the Billboard country charts. People cross over all the time. But for some reason, people are taking offense about it when it comes to Beyonce. Nobody told Darius Rucker to stay in his own lane when he started singing country music. Nobody told Post Malone to stay in his own lane. Nobody told Taylor Swift to stay in her lane when she was a country star who decided to cross over into pop. People might have said that to Garth Brooks when he decided to make a pop album, but that's because he went into that whole weird Chris Gaines changing his identity thing. That was just strange. But I don't get all this negativity toward Beyonce for making a country album. She grew up in Houston, Texas. She's been surrounded by country music her whole life. And you want artists to explore other genres, and she's always explored other genres. That's what good artists do. They challenge themselves. But also, you know, there's also the tendency of artists to make different albums based on, hey, I could hit that demographic. I don't think that that's what it was with Beyonce. I think she wanted something that was going to challenge her. When you're already considered the queen of what it is that you do, you look for other things to challenge you. And also, that keeps you fresh as a creative person. When you could just say, let me make another album like all the other albums that I've made. Maybe you don't want to be singing the same songs all the time and the same style of songs all the time. Maybe just for your own edification and your own, because you've got to get out there and support the album on a tour, right? You want to have something different. So I don't fault her for making a country album. I don't understand the hate for it. Just, you don't like it, don't listen. And I was in an argument with somebody the other day about how, oh, she's being forced down our throats. Nobody's forcing Beyonce down your throat. You chose to watch the game on Christmas Day. Netflix had her perform the halftime show. And then they took the halftime show and they put it up as its own release, its own program. for people that didn't care about football but wanted to see Beyonce. And I remind you, football halftime shows, when they book these big guests, it's not designed to keep the football fan tuned in. They know the football fan is going to stay watching it. It's designed to bring in people that aren't football fans. That's why I never understand why there's always this hatred over who the artist is that plays the halftime show at the Super Bowl. You don't like it? Don't watch it. It's the same thing I say about people that don't like listening to me. You don't like me? Don't listen to me. Come back at 9 for Chris. I'm not going to be offended. It's fine if I'm not your cup of tea. I don't care. 508-996-0500. All right, now I definitely have commercials in this break, so we'll be back in a few moments. I don't know how. Last night I was a happy man. Look the way I feel right now. It's gonna be a fucking new year. Fucking new year. Got to be a fucking new year. Fucking new year. And thanks to the Eagles for giving us a funky New Year song called Funky New Year. So you can have something that gets you ready for the new year. And then, of course, we've got you two, and I've got that queued up for you coming up on the next break. So got a couple app chat messages here. HIS and Wareham says, the Beyonce controversy reminds me of how black WNBA players feel about Caitlin Clark. How dare a white player come onto our turf and excel beyond anything we have done. I think the thing about the Caitlin Clark controversy is a little bit different, because there was a lot of hype about her coming in and she didn't really excel at first. So there was, you know, and there's an adjustment. It's very similar to a lot of NBA players that have come in, you know, male NBA players that have come in that didn't live up to the hype. You know, like, think about guys like Darko Milicic, who was supposed to be like the next big thing. Greg Odom, supposed to be the next big thing, and didn't actually deliver on that. And, you know, it doesn't mean that they were bad players, but they weren't with the players that they were being advertised as. And so the expectations were so high for them, they couldn't live up to that. And I think a lot of that happened with Caitlin Clark, and so she got a lot of attention. And I think that's what kind of rubbed people the wrong way, was the fact that, well, why does this girl come in and all of a sudden we get all this attention when we've had women in this league that were worthy of that attention for many, many years? And so they feel like the league only was being paid attention to because there was a white star, but there were white stars long before Caitlin Clark. And there was hype around some of them as well, you know, but nothing like this. And that's, I think it has more to do, and this is something that isn't really talked about, but it has more to do with these NIL deals and the fact that now college players are more recognizable when they come into the league. So you get somebody like that. So the Caitlin Clark comparison is, you know, more similar to, say, LeBron James coming in, where you've got all this hype surrounding somebody because they're not only considered to be a great player that's going to help their team, but it's also going to be a player that brings new eyeballs to the league. And I think that's what upset people more than anything. I think that was more than it was her race. And I don't think that it was necessarily that she was a white player. I think it was more that she was just a player when they've had people in the league that are better than her and people that were coming into the league with better college careers than her. So I think that that's part of what, or at least I shouldn't say better, but more, more glitzy, glamorous, more, kind of talked about and celebrated. But she was already getting the hype in college, so now that hype has carried over to the WNBA. And Sue in Dartmouth says, a message regarding the app. It seems to have gotten lost in cyberspace. The app doesn't seem to work when out of the USA. I was in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, and last week, and it wouldn't work. Well, what I would say in that particular case is that might actually have more to do with your data. So your data might have been turned off. Were you utilizing other apps with no issue? Because a lot of times when you go to a different place, you have to change your data plan to include data for that. So, for example, when I went to Mexico, my phone didn't work. I had to contact T-Mobile and say, I need you to give me, you know, the international plan. And that's when they said, oh, you were actually already had that. You're supposed to get Mexico and Canada included. And, you know, you just never traveled out of the country. So we didn't know that you didn't have it. And so then when I went to Canada a few years later, you know, it was already ready to go on my plan. So that might be part of it. But if your other apps are working and then your app wasn't, well, that just might be a region thing in your particular version of the app, which you can probably adjust in the settings. But what I'll do is send me a detailed email, tim@wbsm.com, about what was going on and if it was going on with other apps. And I can forward that on to our IT team and have them take a look at it. But right now, let me take my final break of the hour, my final break of the year. That's why I want to make sure I get it in, because if I screw this up, they can't make these commercials up. So we'll take a break and be back in a few moments. I love you too. I love that song. I love Bono. Bono is incorrect there. He says nothing changes on New Year's Day, but the calendar changes. So you got one thing. And tomorrow the programming will change, at least for one day. We're going to have syndicated programming. Our network programming, as we here at WBSM, will be taking the day off, but then we'll be ready to come back on Thursday and start the new year with you the right way. And I hope that you get out there tonight and you have a safe New Year's Eve if you're going out, or if you're staying home. Hopefully it's all